Charlotte-Mecklenburg school officials have received praise and criticism from parents about the decision to close schools Thursday and Friday in light of Hurricane Florence. Many parents had to scramble to find daycare for their young children, and some childcare centers are receiving lots of calls for service. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
CMS officials announced their decision to close all schools and cancel athletic events and extracurricular activities on Twitter Wednesday afternoon. On social media, many people were understanding, but some parents complained that the lateness of the decision gave them little time to find childcare for their young children. Some local daycare centers say they received numerous calls from parents for slots. Jessica Salas owns the Dogwood Lane Children's Academy off of Arrowwood Road. Although her center caters to babies and toddlers, they still received calls from parents looking for childcare.
We've had several calls this morning from parents, mostly of siblings that already attend our school that are not school-age children, calling to see if their school-age siblings can come to school with them as well. We have not been able to accommodate them because we were not staffed to handle that at this time.
Salas says she referred some parents to the local YWCA. They have seven sites in Mecklenburg County, but serve mainly low-income students in their after-school literacy program. It normally runs from 2:30 to 6:30, but Kirsten Sickley, the YWCA of the Central Carolina CEO, says they are making changes to take care of those students who are enrolled in the program.
When we learned of the CMS closure, we made the decision to open as if it would be a teacher work day from 9 to 4 because we knew that parents would be scrambling to try to find care for their children. Our Youth Learning Center coordinators are full-time staff, and so they were already going to be available at 9:30, so they shifted their time up by a half an hour, and the assistants are joining them today.
CMS officials said the intensity and unpredictability of Hurricane Florence influenced their decision to close schools. Five CMS schools are being used by the Red Cross as shelters, and that factored into their decision as well. They say the closures will also allow staff to prepare for the storm and relatives they may have coming here from coastal areas. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.